Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together by setting the intention to just let things be.
Lord, I pray for your sake we come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
I'd like to applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy Sunday as we link hearts and minds across the airwaves to deepen down in our connection and communion with the ground of our being, God in us as us. And today I want to look at loneliness. I've said it before and I'll reiterate it again. Loneliness and being alone and solitude and not the same thing. Often you will see or hear people interchanging it, but they are completely different things. And the number of people that are experiencing loneliness in the UK and in the US is quite phenomenal. The figures read something like 1 in 14 people in the UK and 1 in 5 in the U.S. experience extreme loneliness. You'd think with all that is happening and going on and all that is available to us that loneliness would not be so prevalent, and yet it is. I love the quote that I shared yesterday, who's from Vivek Murthy, who says, "Loneliness is different than isolation and solitude. Loneliness is a subjective feeling where the connections we need are greater than the connections we have. In the gap, we experience loneliness. It's distinct from the objective state of isolation, which is determined by the number of people around you." You see, loneliness is a state of mind. It's an emotion that's brought on when we feel disconnected and separated from other human beings. Those who feel lonely or experiencing loneliness also feel sometimes that they're not understood, that they're unwanted, or they've been abandoned, or there's an emptiness within them that can't be filled, or they feel they're not worthy. And it's not just the older generation that we think of as being lonely. Yes, they too are experiencing loneliness for different reasons, whether their partners or spouses have died, or they've seen, or many of their friends have died, or they're in a home, or whatever it is. But the data shows that there are higher rates of loneliness between 18 to 30-year-olds. And I was quite shocked when I read that. But I was talking with some friends yesterday, and we were talking about how now technology is limiting our connection, our interaction with one another. People who had children during the COVID lockdown, their children only know how to interact with the screen of their telephone or iPad that was often put in front of them whilst their parents were trying to work from home or do schooling with the other children or whatever were the other distractions. And so they don't know that in that connection between people that we have. And that is so important, that is so fundamental, that is so necessary for every human being alive to experience. You cannot get the nuance looking at a computer screen, a telephone screen, an iPad screen, of when someone is laughing or joking if you cannot feel it, not just from their physical expression, but there's an exchange, an energetic exchange we have when we have that literal interaction and connection. And you see, certainly as I traveled on the tube this week, the majority of people had their heads on their down, looking down in their phones. And it is, we have become a society, a culture, where we interact more with our phones than we do with each other. I'm not anti-technology. I am anti the disconnection that is happening between us. I'm anti the isolation that we find ourselves in. People don't want to give you eye contact. They kind of look somewhat scared if you smile at them, much as if you speak or say hello to them. This is not a world we need or want. We need to be able to remember, occasionally if only, we belong to one another. The energy, the life force, the spirit, the presence that is in me is in everyone else. If I'm to honor that, then I need to be able to connect with that. Norman Cousins says, the eternal quest of the individual human being is to shatter his loneliness. I think when we can shatter our own individual loneliness, we reach out and we can shatter another's. Stephen Wilson says, we are living in dystopia in a world that is dominated by technology and disconnect, alienation, loneliness, and dysfunction. This virtual reality that so many of us are now addicted to is really disconnecting us from our humanity, our interactions, our interchanges with fellow humans. And it is affecting us mentally, emotionally, spiritually. Make no mistake. Loneliness is a killer. People are committing suicide out of loneliness, followed by depression, followed by sense of why bother. And it is my intention, my reasons why I share the things that I share with you on Sunday Soul. It is always my intention to want to encourage you as well as myself, because I always think whatever the message is equally as meaningful and as relevant to me as it is to you who I'm sharing it with. Whilst you individually here may not feel lonely, or may have bouts of it, it's looking at what do we do and how can we address that? How can we each do our part to even ease our own loneliness or that of another? And it's little things and sometimes simple things, but sometimes even the little simple things can be hard for us to even think about. Because sometimes we're so caught up in the energy of whatever it is we're feeling that we can't see clarity or we can't see a way out or we're too far gone in the apathy world to even want to bother. But here's the thing. Loneliness is normal. It's not something that is out of the ordinary. And as I said before, all of us may at some point in time feel it or have felt it. So let's just accept it's normal. There's nothing peculiar or anything to be ashamed about to acknowledge that we're lonely. And it's important that we also recognize its effects, because how it impacts us is one of the ways of recognizing that perhaps even if you haven't given voice to or acknowledged it, that you might be lonely. You might not be sleeping good, or your sleep's interrupted throughout the night. Or you have taken up self-destructive habits, like maybe excessive drinking, or as they like to call it, recreational drugs. But you can, once you've noticed, recognize that the way to cure loneliness is perhaps to nurture or make new relationships. It is so easy to let relationships fall by the wayside, because any relationship, be it social, personal, intimate, whatever you want to look at it, requires effort. It requires that we make an effort. Today, I had planned to go and see a friend and then changed my mind. I received a text from a girlfriend's son. I had met this girlfriend on Wednesday. We had lunch. We had a really nice time catching up. We hadn't seen each other for a long time. And I texted her to thank her, and I hadn't heard back. But I didn't think anything of it, because I know sometimes people, you mean to do something, and if you don't do it in that moment, it slips you. But then on Saturday, I got a text from my son on her phone saying that on the Thursday, following after we met on Wednesday, she started dropping in and out of consciousness, and they rushed her to hospital, where they think she may have cancer on the brain. They're waiting for MRI scans. But in one of her lucid moments, she had asked her son to contact me. I was really taken aback when I read this text. It struck me how we never know what's around the corner. And so my friends who I was going to go and visit and had cancelled, I texted them later back and said, I will be there. I'm coming. And recognize we have to consciously work on our relationships and friendships. It's not I'm doing it because I feel lonely. I'm doing it because I recognize the importance of how we don't know what's around the corner, how important it is to make the effort. And sometimes I think it's all too easy not to be bothered, to can't be asked. But this is the thing. We connect with friends if you've lost touch, or start making new friends. Join meetup groups or take up a hobby or a night class. Things are opening back up now, where you can do things so much now. So don't allow the excuse of you don't know anything or know anyone to stop you. One of the things I loved after leaving school was I used to go to evening classes where I learned French and pottery and Latin American dancing. And some aspects still serve me to this day. And always you know that here on the Sunday Soul, we are always talking about affirmation and positive self-talk. Yes, it's too easy when you're lonely to give your attention and your focus onto the very thing that you're feeling or experiencing and wallow in it. but always we are the captains, the author of the story or the narrative we're creating. We are the captains of our own ship that we are sailing. So it's up to us to navigate with what or how we are allowing our self-talk, whether it's going to be negative or constructive, destructive or positive. Recognize that boredom plays a part in being lonely. And you can negate that by finding something to do, such as volunteering. Volunteering is a wonderful opportunity to meet people, to contribute, to give of yourself, your time, your energy. I volunteer in, not as often, but I at least volunteer once a month now that they're open again. And it's interesting to meet people and do things and feel you're being of service. There are ways that we can tackle loneliness. And it's up to us individually to work towards ending any loneliness we might feel. So my poem this morning is by Haifa. Don't surrender your loneliness so quickly. Let it cut more deep. Let it ferment and season you as few human or even divine ingredients can. Something missing in my heart tonight has made my eyes so soft, my voice so tender, my need of God absolutely clear. I'm sorry, that is not Haifa, that's Hafiz. It's been a while since I've shared Hafiz with you. And so Hafiz is recognizing that loneliness is a way to bring you closer to God. Loneliness is a way and an opportunity to which we can experience God. My sacred text says, turn to me and be gracious. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. The invitation is to turn to God and to let God's presence, God's spirit, God's peace, God's love, God's joy truly enfold and encompass you. I apologize. Something has happened to the system and the music has dropped off. So we'll continue without it. So we recognize that in the Old Testament, there were many people who experienced loneliness. There was Joshua in the Old Testament. Joshua inherited the task of taking the children of Israel to the Promised Land after Moses had died. And as often as they did with Moses, they did it with Joshua, rebelling against his leadership. But God would encourage Moses with the words, "No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life." Sorry if I read that correct. No. Yes, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. And just as I was with Moses, I shall be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. It is this reliance, this remembrance, this realignment that God is always with us. No matter the situation, the condition, we are never alone. I think it must be more challenging for people who do not have that connection, that relationship with the divine. I think their loneliness must be even more amplified. So my story that I want to share, as it's Pride Month, I've taken it from the Pink News. And it's, let me just find it. Whilst we acknowledge that, as I said before, 1 in 14 people in the UK experience loneliness, research shows that it's an issue that impacts the LGBTQ plus community more acutely. And since the pandemic, it really exacerbated it. 21% of queer people felt loneliest very often or daily, according to the LGBT Heroes Lockdown Wellbeing Report. During the lockdown, this more than doubled. Finding a partner and finding friends who share your identity is statistically harder, so that can be isolating on a very literal level. Coming out can be especially isolating, Fontaine added. The journey to understand your identity can be very lonely. This rejection can become internalized, so then we're less likely to seek relationships or trust those around us. The pandemic left many feeling more isolated than ever before. Among them was Ibtissam Ahmed, head of the policy and research at the LGBT Foundation. The 30-year-old lived in Nottingham during the first lockdown with his partner. As a queer person of color and a migrant, Ahmed felt despondent as he became disconnected from others who understand his struggles. He says, I lost a huge safety net by no longer being able to see friends and loved ones with my lived experience, which was compounded by growing stress in how the pandemic was creating ill will towards people of color, he told Pink News. I'm a QTI POC migrant, while my partner is white British. There are some experiences that the two of us are able to fully explain to each other. Ahmed slipped into solitude during lockdown. Soon, even a trip to the local pharmacy to pick up medication felt too risky. I became scared to go out because I noticed an uptick in racism, he said. Loneliness is something that is heightened within certain groups, and our compassion and our understanding needs to be increased. My Science of Mind reading is entitled, I Will Give You Rest. The first quote is from Lalila Gifty Akita, who says, in weariness, wait on God. The second quote is from Ernest Holmes, the essential Ernest Holmes. Life always becomes to us the particular thing we need when we believe that it becomes to us that particular thing. The author writes, the uncertainties born from the pandemic brought much to the surface of our collective actions and forced us to re-evaluate every part of our lives. Throughout the pandemic, I returned to this biblical passage from the book of Matthew. Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Let us explore this metaphysically. Come to me. Turn to the indefatigable source of life that is never absent. Tune into the presence of something beyond comprehension. All who are weary and burdened, come, all beings attending Earth School with its curriculum of duality, uncertainty, loss, and suffering. And I will give you rest. And I will carry you to stillness, and you will find great respite from the incessant noise of fear. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. Remember how you are inseparable from me, an intelligence that knows and acts from unwavering wisdom. Embody this intelligence through your thought, word, and deed. For I am gentle and humble in heart. For I am loving awareness. And you will find rest for your souls. And you and all sentient beings will experience the reawakening and begin now to live in the eternal promise of life everlasting. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. For this union of ours is holy, joyful, and I will forever buoy you up with my illumined love. I offer this translation as a possible prayer for use when weariness or loneliness feels unmanageable. So, my beloveds, If you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within and surrender any thoughts or feelings of loneliness at this time. As always, we are reminded of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So let us be conscious as we take the next 3 deep breaths in, that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale, lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, and breathe in the breath of God. Hold. Gently, slowly release. Inhale. Third and final time, inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly. As always, we like to honor our body temple and acknowledge with gratitude the work of the organs that carry on their necessary tasks without us consciously directing them. So we honor both the positive and the negative. So place your attention down into your heart, that cave of the soul, that monastery of the spirit, and acknowledge with gratitude the work that the heart does. Inhale and affirm. This is my breath as I breathe in love. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out cruelty. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in joy. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out impatience. Place your attention on your kidneys. Take a moment to acknowledge with gratitude the work of the kidneys as they eliminate the toxic waste and substances from your body. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in gentleness. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out fear. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in calmness. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out stress. Now bring your attention to your liver. Take a moment to acknowledge the incredible work the liver does as it detoxifies and cleanses the blood and combats infection. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in kindness. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out anger. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in generosity. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out frustration. Bring attention to your lungs. Acknowledge with gratitude the work of the lungs as it brings in the oxygen out from the atmosphere and passes it around your body through your bloodstream. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in honesty. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out depression. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in courage. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out stress. Bring attention to your stomach. We're often quick to complain about how our stomach is looking large or big or fat. Rarely do we take time to acknowledge with gratitude what it does, how it stores and mixes and breaks down food that we need for our energy. So take a moment to be truly grateful to your stomach. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in fairness. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out anxiety. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in trust. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out worry. Take a moment to long acknowledge all the systems within our body. The skeletal, the muscular, the respiratory, the endocrine, the immune, the reproductive, the digestive. All these systems that are incredible. And just allow yourself to be in this moment and acknowledge with gratitude the incredible work. So let us enter into our circle of prayer. Knowing that God is the spirit, the energy, the life force that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. There is nowhere where God is not. God, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the last, that which is, was, and yet to come. As always, you're invited to hold in our hearts, our world, all sentient beings, everything and anything that's in need of prayer at this time. Divine, beloved Mother, Father, God, as we consciously come into your presence at this time, we are so grateful that we can know your presence, know your spirit, know your life that is our life, that is right where we are. And in moments where we might experience loneliness, we can come back to this truth that there is nowhere where you are not. As the psalmist said, you are there in the depths of the ocean, or if you should rise up, if we should rise up and make our bed in the mountain there, you are there also. So in times of loneliness, let us remember that we are ever one with you, ever one with your presence, ever one with your peace, ever one with your life. For those that may not know you as we do, we're sending out beams of love, acceptance, of peace, of joy to them, that they may find whatever it is that is necessary for them to eliminate and dissolve their loneliness, that their mental, emotional, spiritual health can improve and be amplified. Whether the loneliness are for those in this country or any other country, loneliness is beyond race or culture, gender orientation, or anything else. We pray that we create a world where we heal loneliness, where each and every one of us, we show up as the vibrant expression of your divine life, expressing in and through and as us. Mother, Father, God, there is so much that is happening across our world at this time. As we hold a vision of a world that works for every sentient being, a world where there is no food scarcity, a world where justice prevails, a world where you are accepted irrespective of your color, religion, sexual orientation, or any of the other numerous things that people find to feel separate or different. We are affirming a world that is love, that is kindness, that is compassionate, that is just. And we affirm for a world where our leaders govern wisely, caringly, justly. Mother, Father, God, there are many people that are in need of a healing at this time. In whatever way or shape or form that healing is, I know that you are able to do exceedingly more abundantly than I could ask or think. So we know, as we speak this word for their healing, for their recovery, as we speak this word for whether it be for an emotional healing, a financial healing, a physical healing, as we speak this word, we know it shall not return unto us void, but shall accomplish wherein it has been said. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercy, we are ever grateful. So it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer this morning. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wiggle your fingers and affirm, I'm enthusiastic about life and living. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm, I am loving, loved, and lovable. Bring your hands as if in prayer at the front of your lips and affirm. I speak only words that are life-giving and energizing. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, facing outwards and affirm. I give thanks for my abundant good. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrist and affirm. I release all limiting and erroneous thoughts. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our Buddhist meditations and affirmations this morning. Our affirmation, I rest in the arms of the great I am.
I rest in the arms of the great I am.
Our Buddhist reflections, if anyone has hurt or harmed me,
If anyone has hurt or harmed me,
knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word, or deed, I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone, Knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed. I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I feel protected and safe.
May I feel protected and safe.
Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
Our prayer of intention, I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly. Take a deep breath in. My beloved, as we come towards the close of our Sunday soul, just a reminder that we'll have our midweek prayer on Thursdays, usually our 10-minute top-up, our 10 of 10. And our rumination for this week, Rumi says, do not feel lonely. The entire universe is inside you. Stop acting so small. You are the universe in a static motion. Set your life on fire. I have to apologize for the interruptions and the dropping out of the music. It seems like the gremlins were happening. I don't even think we're in Mercury at this moment. Our closing benediction. Beloved Mother, Father, God, thank you for always being with us even in the midst of our loneliness and when we feel separate for you. from you. Touch our hearts to remember that there is nowhere where you are not, and that we should always seek you first. Comfort our souls, calm our minds, that our spirit may continuously and continuously. Sorry, touch our hearts and our minds, so that our spirit may consciously and continuously be nourished by your indwelling presence. My beloved, my closing song for you this morning is entitled S.O.S. by Anna Golden. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh,
Just beautiful. Anna Golden and SOS. My beloved, I wish you a very blessed and happy Sunday. Peace and blessings.